Okay, boys, today's daf is daf lamed. We're holding at the Mishnah, middle of the Yomid. Ish megaleach al naziris over the eno isha megalachas al naziris oviha. What is this referring to? As we'll see in our Mishnah, it tells us that sometimes a person who takes upon himself the neder of naziris, as we know, once naziris is over at the end of 30 days, you have to go and bring three behemoths for karbanos, the carbon oil, the carbon chatas, and the carbon shlamim. Sometimes our Mishnah tells us you don't have to pay for it yourself. You can go and take it from the naziris of it, from your father's naziris. But what exactly does that mean from your father's naziris? The Mishnah is going to give us examples in another moment. But we should be aware of the fact that before we start the Mishnah, that in fact the Tosis and the Rosh have a totally different girsa in the Mishnah, where the Mishnah becomes literally v'nehapachu. In the spirit of Adar and Purim, we're going to have to turn the Mishnah upside down in terms of when can a son use the karbanos of his father for his own naziris, and when he cannot. But one thing is certain, eino isha megalachas al naziris aviha, which means that if a father and a daughter took upon themselves naziris, then the daughter cannot go and use the karbanos of the father. Only the son can, and not the daughter. Now you're wondering, why isn't the father using his own karbanos for himself? Why is the son using it? Why is the daughter not using it? So as we'll see in the Mishnah momentarily, we're talking about a situation where the father unfortunately passed away prematurely before he had a chance to bring his karbanos. So he took upon himself naziris, expecting that in 30 days he'd bring his three karbanos. On day 5, day 10, he went and set aside funds to buy the three karbanos. And unfortunately, 2 or 3 days later, Nebuch, he passed away. So now I have money hanging around there for bringing karbanos, but he can't bring the karbanos because the Nazir Nebuch passed away. So our Mishnah says that the son can use those funds, but not in all circumstances, only in some cases. So I'm going to tell you what the case is in advance, then we'll see it inside in the Tosis, how the Tosis learns our Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about two separate cases. One case is where the father and son were both nazirim concurrently. Concurrently doesn't mean that they became nazirim simultaneously, but they were overlapping. So for instance, the father took upon himself naziris on Sunday, and the son took upon himself naziris on that Sunday, or on Monday, or Tuesday, or a week later. But they were both nazirim at the same time. The father set aside money for his naziris for the three karbanos. The father Nebuch passed away. Can the son use those funds now to bring his karbanos? The Mishnah will tell us, no, he cannot use those funds. On the other hand, what happens if the father was originally the nazir, and he was the sole nazir of the family, and he set aside money for his karbanos, and then the son, and then the father passed away. And then the son says, I want to take upon my naziris, on myself, but only on the condition that I can use the monies that father left behind for kabbonis. I want to use that for myself. State in the Mishnah, that he's allowed to do. This is a Yerusha of sorts from his father. That he's allowed to do.
The money was undesignated.
It was undesignated. Moist stumen. That's correct.
We hold Rabbi Yochanan, whatever, that it was a pasuk.
Rabbi Yochanan holds that it's halacha l'moish
b'sinai.
Based on a pasuk. Correct, correct, correct. That was not in our circumstances. That was another case, but you're right.
But that's why the chattis could be used.
Except, I'm telling you, you're on the ball. Shkoyach, Brother Shai.
No, I'm just repeating what...
No, you're doing beautifully. What Brother Shai is telling us is, what do I need the halacha l'moish b'sinai? What do I need the pasuk for? Because otherwise, since one third of these funds would have gone for karm chattis, and since you have a case of chattis, of a balam shemesu, we know that that's one of the chomish chatois mesais. So therefore, that money could no longer be used for a chattis. It can't be used for anything. You have to go and toss it into the
Yamamelach.
How can you go and use it now for the kabbanis of the son? As Zimor is going to tell us, that in itself is halacha l'moish b'sinai. Shkoyach for reminding us. Anyway, David, welcome aboard. Agut n'chaydish. We just started a couple of moments ago, and we're about to say the Mishnah on Lamed Omid Aleph. But instead of saying the Mishnah the way we have it here printed in the Gemara, we're going to go to the Tosis down below because he has a different Girsa, as does the Rosh. This is 3-4 lines before the wide lines down below, all the way in the bottom of the Amud. Ho'ish megaleach al-deziris. Over the ain isha megalachas ketzad. 3 lines from before the wide lines. Ketzad misha ho'yehu v'oviv nezir. What happens if both of them were nezirim concurrently? The hifrish oviv mois nezirusa. And the father set aside money for his naziris, but Umes, unfortunately, he passed away. He never was able to go and bring his kabbalas. What happens now? The son says, you know what? I'd love to use those funds for my kabbalas. Says Rabbi Yossi, Aloy mitzad aleph. You cannot use those funds for your kabbalas. Rabbi Yossi, Oyme hari elu, yiplu l'nadava. Those monies have to go l'nadava, and as we've had in the past, yiplu l'nadava means l'kayit sambiz beach. You give it to the Gizbar in the base of English, he puts it aside for a rainy day. The Ezosh Megaleach on the Ziris Oviv. So when do we have a case where the son can use the funds of his father? Oh, Har Shahoya Oviv Nazir. When only the father was a Nazir. Vahoyuloi Mois Tumen, he put away Mois unallocated, undesignated monies for Kabbalas. Umeis, and then he passed away. So under normal circumstances, I would say, what do I do with the money? Yiplu linedava, says the Mishnah, the Omar, and now the son says, Hareni Nazir, I now take upon myself the neder of Naziris. Almanas, but specifically and expressly on the stipulation that Shagaleach al Mois Abba, that I can use the monies of my father. That's the case where you can use your father's funds for purposes of your own nazir. So not when they were concurrent nazirim, only when the father passed away and left over mo'isumin, the son can go and use that for his nazirs. If he says almanas shagalech, hachi gasinim pirushakan moinim upirushabenu baruch. So Toisa said this is the alta girsa, this is the proper girsa, and not the girsa that we have in our Mishnah. And this is the same girsa that the Rosh has as well in our Mishnah. And now the question is, Zokti Yimara, my time, what's the reason? What's the reason for what? So here we have a machlokes between the Rosh and the Tosis as to what does the Gemara mean when it says my time. Let's see if we can go and find the Rosh. Each Gemara has a slightly different printing of how the Rosh is. And my Rosh, it's last 2 lines on the left-hand margin. Last 2 lines. And your other Gemaras is probably at the very tail end of the Rosh here in the Amid. My time and Megaleach al Naziris Oviv. Zok the Rosh, Maishna Mishar Kabonois. The Omeli El. You remember on Sunday we had a beautiful Gemara where the Gemara said the Karbonoi. We learned from that Karbonoi that if a person had leftover Karbonois or monies from his father who had passed away, and we asked, can he go and use those kabbanis? Or can he use that money? And you remember the Gemara went back and forth in a very lengthy price. I would think that maybe he cannot go and use the father's kabbanis if it was me'akala ala chamura, me'achamura ala kala. But what happens if it's not me'akala ala kala, or me'achamura ala chamura? And we explained what's the difference between kala and chamura. Kala means that with his only kardis without Mises Bezin is a kala, such as eating chalif or dam. It's only said in the pasuk nechrasa, no din of an oinish bidu adam. But if chas v'shalom a person did avoid zora or mechal shabbos b'shoigeg, what happens about a person like that? If he did a b'meizid chas v'shalom, he would go and get misas bezdin skila. Oh, because of that, it's called a chamura. Then the Gemara said, okay, that's if you put away behemoth. What happens if you put away money? And then the Gemara said, what happens if it's not the father, it's himself? That he wants to go and use his own monies that he set aside for a chatas chelev, he wants to use it for chatas dam. Or even for another chatas chelev. We kala, kala, chamura, 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 lekala, kala. A very lengthy, beautiful brisa that we had the other day. So what did the Gemara conclude? Karbonoi. On karbona you can be yoytzeh, but you can't be yoytzeh be karbon of it. Ah, so that's the Gemara's kasha, my time. Where do you get this from, that a son can go and use the father's karbonois After all, it's got to be Karbanai. It can't be the Karbin of it. That's the kasha, the way the Rush is learning Pshat. The Tosis learns a little bit differently. On the second wide line, my timer, ein isha migalachas al moisavir. We started off the Mishnah. The son can use the leftover funds from his father. The daughter, however, cannot. Manishtana, why son yes, why son not? So we have two different pshatim in the Maitaima. Rav Yochanan, halachi ben Nazir. Regardless whether you learn like the Rush, you learn like the Tosis, bottom line, it's halacha le Moshe Misinai. Just like we had the halacha le Moshe Misinai, according to Rav Yochanan, that you can use mois tumen, even though one third of the mois lechoyda would have gone for a chatas, but yiplu linedava. Here the halacha le Moshe Misinai is that the son can go and use the monies left over by the father, even though those monies include one third for a carbon chatas. Very good, beautiful.
That's according to the Rush.
That's according to the Rush, but and the Tosis goes one step further. That same halacha l'moshe Sinai says that the son can use it, but the daughter cannot use it. Ein yish meglachas. And now the question is: Freiti Mora pshita maila memra the ben yerushis of bas loy. I don't even understand why the Mishnah has to start off saying that the ish megalech, that the son can go and use the father's monies for his own naziris, and the daughter cannot. And I need for that a kal v'chayim. Says Yimar, l'chayitz chadov v'poshet. Doesn't everybody know that if a person leaves over children, a son and a daughter, then the son gets the full Yerusha, the daughter doesn't get Yerusha. So isn't that a dovah pashat? The father left over monies over here for karbanos. The son gets it and not the daughter. Freitimor pshita, my lemember, why does Mishnah even have to tell us that? The ben is yerush aviv, bas loy, we know that. But more like tzricha, to lesley elabas. It's talking about a situation where he only has a daughter. In other words, the Mishnah tells us, if there's a son, the son can go and use the father's monies for purposes of his kabbanos naziris. If there's only a daughter, now what happens if the only daughters, or only one daughter? Who yarshit? Tell me, Daniel, who yarshit was only a daughter? The daughter yarshit.
Of course.
So, Ibazoi, I would think that she can go and therefore use the monies that her father left over for her own naziris. Kamash malon, no. So, do my mother say me yarshit gemirulam? I would think this goes with the normal Hilchos Yerusha, and therefore the daughter should be able to go and use those funds. Kamash Malon, Halacha, the Halacha Moshe Sinai says only the son and not the daughter.
Lama.
That's Halacha Moshe Sinai.
Ah.
If you want to, you can go and send an email, god@gmail.com, and ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu and see whatever answer you get, and then you share with us. Ibailu. Pligi Alef Rabban Ali, Rabbi Yossi, Oiloi Pligi. Our Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah, Stam in the sense that there is no Machloikis, but it says that Rabbi Yossi, Omer Rabbi Yossi, Hari Eli Yipl Nadava, one can use it for Nadava, one can go, and the son uses it for Naziris. No other name is mentioned, just Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara wants to know, is this only Rabbi Yossi, or do the other Rabbanan agree? Ibailahu Pligi Rabbanan Ali Rabbi Yossi, Alay Pligi. Do they agree or not? And if they do argue, where do they argue? Aresha or Asef? After all, we have two separate cases. One case, the son is allowed to use the monies of Naziris Aviv. That's when he yarshined it from his father after his father passed away. And then he says, Al Menashe Agaleach Al Naziris Aviv. Or maybe they're arguing on the other case, and that is when the two were concurrent Nazirim, that the son is not allowed to use the father's monies for the Naziris. And the Shaila is, what do they argue on? Assuming that there is a Machloikis. Do they argue on the Reisha or on the Sefer Toshima? Let's try to bring a Raya from a Braisa. And the Braisa is directly on point. What does the Braisa say? Ketzad Omru. When did they say, Hu Ishmegalech on the Naziris Aviv? Misha hoya aviv nazir, the father was a nazir, the hifrish aviv mois le nazirus, and he set aside monies for his nazirus. Umeis, and the father Nebuch passed away. The Omar, now the son says, Harini noz al menashe galeach al mois aviv. Oh, zehu, that's the keshe megaleach al mois aviv. If he and his father were together Nazirim concurrently, so this half of the Brayis of Rabbi Yossi is almost word for word like our Mishnah of the Yomid Aleph, except for that it only goes in accordance with the Girsa of the Tosis and the Rosh, not with the Girsa that we have printed in our Gemaras, where the Mishnah is Mamish Ben HaPachu, just the opposite. Anyway, so this Rabbi Yossi of the Brayisa is the Rabbi Yossi of the Mishnah, and now we have Rabbi Lezer, V'Rab Meir, V'Rab Yehuda Amru, Zehu Shemegaleach Al Mois Aviv. And what means Zehu Shemegaleach? That even in the case where who the Aviv Nazirim, both of them were Nazirim at the same time, and the father passed away after leaving behind Mois Stumin for his Nazirus, even though Rabbi Yossi said, Har Elu Yiplin Hadava, the son cannot use those funds, because the son was a concurrent Nazir together with his father. But Rabbi Lezer Meir Yehuda said, no, in that case he can use the father's funds. Rabbi Lezer Meir Yehuda do not disagree with the other case about when the father passed away, leaving over monies, and the son wants to be able to use those. And so therefore the Mefarshim say, basically, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Lezer Meir hold, basically, Reb Lezer, Reb Meir, and Reb Yehuda hold that in all cases, say if they were concurrent Nazirim, and say if the father was the original Nazir, and then passed away, and left over monies. These three giants, Reb Lezer, Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda hold that you can go, and the son can go and use those monies. But only the son, and not the daughter. Boy Rabba, yesh li shnei banim Nazirim mahu. What's the din now if instead of leaving over only one son that says, I want to be a Nazir, and use Tati's monies from the monies for the Naziris. I want to use those for my Naziris. You have two. Mal. Hilchasa Gemirin La. Since this is Halacha L'Moish Misirai, perhaps the Halacha L'Moish Misirai is called the Kodim Gilach. Gilach. Whoever took upon himself the initial Naziris, he is the one that uses those funds. So, father passed away, Rachman Litzlan. The children sat Shiva. After Shiva is over, the first son gets up and says, Tati died a Nazir, I want to go and be Mashlim his Naziris, I take upon myself to be a Nazir. But only on the condition that I can go and use Tati's money that he left behind for purposes of the Kabbalah. I don't want to have to take the money out of my own pocket. We have those monies, I want to use it. And then the second son, the same day, a day later, a week later, says, you know what? I think that's a wonderful idea. I also want to become a Nazir. And I also want to use Tati's monies that he left behind. So the question is, what do you say now? Do you say that this is Halacha L'Moish Misinai and Kol Dekodim, whichever son came first and said, I want to be able to use those funds, he's Gilach Gilach. The Bach has a slightly different Gersa, Migaleach, which means he can use those funds exclusively. Because he's the one that stood up first and raised his hand. I want to be Nazir al Manas Shegoleach al Naziris Ovi. Or you do perhaps Yerushin Gemir La. Maybe this has the normal halach of Yerusha. Ubal Gehaven. If they're two sons and each son says, I want to use those monies, he'll use 50% and he'll use 50%. Of course, that's not going to be enough. And each one will have to go and dig into his own pocket, go and be Mashlim, the other 50%. So that's Shaila number one. And now the Gemara follows up with similar Shailas. Boi Rava, Bechoru Pashit Mai. What happens if you have two sons? One is the Bechor, and one is the non-Bechor. And as we know, when it comes to a Bechor, Bechor is Noitel Pi Shnayim. He gets a double portion. So now the question is, if the father left over $600 for the three Karbonois. So until now, we spoke about if you have two sons. Maybe the first son gets the full 600 for bringing his kabbanis, or maybe it's palgu palgat, maybe it's 300 and 300. But now that you're talking about a bechor, bechor is neitel pishtayim, he would be able to get 400 out of the 600, because he would get 2/3, and the other brother would get 1/3. Pishtayim means he gets a double portion. So you look upon the bechor and the portion as if they are three children, and bechor gets 2 out of the 3. So if you take the 600, divide it 3 ways, how much is 3 into 600?
200.
Beautiful. I'm so happy you're here with us. So 200 goes to the Pashid, and then the 2 times 200 goes to the Bechor. He would get 400, and the other gets 200. That's the Shaila that Rav asks. Boy, Rav, Bechor u'Pashid, mai. Hilchas ha-gemirin la, ve'hilchach le'boi, k'luchay, l'fumay de'shakel. Do you say this is pure halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, which deals with hilchos naziris? This is not related really to Yerusha, and so therefore there's no reason why he should go and get two-thirds. He's not able to go and take from the mois stumin in accordance with what he normally takes from the Yerusha, from the estate. Oy dilma Yerushahi. Or maybe, no, it goes with hilchos Yerusha. Maybe just like in every other part of the Yerusha he gets two-thirds, maybe here too he gets two-thirds. And if you're going to go and tell me it goes with Hilchas Yerusha, ulefum deshokel migaleach, and therefore in fact he gets two-thirds, just like he gets two-thirds of the regular monies, he also gets two-thirds of the Naziris monies. Maybe it only if it's from Chulin and not from Hegdish. Now, it's a little curious. What does the Gemara mean from Chulin? After all, we're talking about Naziris money. They have Kedusha's Domin. What's Mainter Chulin? So the Toisis says an interesting pshat. The Toisis is the Toisis Bo'i Rava Goris Rabbeinatam. If you go towards the end of that Toisis, which means right before the wide lines, go four lines before the wide lines in that Toisis. You'll notice in the middle of the line it says, Pirush Rabbeinu Tam. Bechulin di Omar Loshin Chulin, v'loy Loshin Hegdish. That the father that passed away, before he passed away, when he set aside the monies, he used the Loshin Chulin. What means the Loshin Chulin? Di Omar Mois Elu Linaziris. These monies should be for Naziris. Of course, what does that mean for Naziris? It doesn't mean to go and support Nazirim throughout the world. Naziris means that if and when my 30 days are over, I'll use it for my karbanis. But he didn't use the word karbanis. He just said, Linaziris. Al behegdish loy, ilu omar hara'elu, likarbanois nazirusai, or nazirusi. That might be different. So what the Gemara therefore is saying is, even if you're going to be poshut that the Bechor is noitel pishnayim, that he gets two-thirds out of the $600, maybe only if the father used a lashon of Hari Elu Linaziris, and not Hari Elu Likarbonis Naziris. Therefore it has a status like Chulin. Since he has Chulin, that's why you take two-thirds. But if you're talking about that it's Hegdish, that he used the term Hari Elu Likarbonis Naziris, maybe not, maybe he couldn't take two-thirds. That's how Toisis learned. The Rosh is not very happy with the Toisis, and Rosh is a little bit critical of the Toisis. He brings that full pshat. The Imtim Tzuloimar, we can start from in my Gemara, the Pirush Rosh, is B'chor U'Poshet Mahu. That's parallel to the last of these narrow lines in the Toisis, right before we begin the first wide line of the Toises, says Bechor Upashit Ma'u. Nearly Imtim Tzoloima Ka'amar. He's saying Imtim Tzoloima. Da'afilu Im Yerusha Gemiri Upligi. Even if you hold that it goes with Hilchas Yerusha, Upligi means that the two sons split it up. Hani Mili Pashit Upashit. The two Pshutim, meaning there's no Bechor involved. How could you have a situation only two Pshutim? Because the first child was a daughter. When you have a bas tchila, then the other children, the daughter doesn't get Yerusha if there are boys, or the other boys split it up. That's one of the pshatim they give in the Sechtes Bava Basra. Bas tchila, simen yofa labanim. What's a simen yofa labanim? That there won't be krigerai, there won't be jealousy. Because if there's a bechor, all the other brothers are jealous. Why should your uncle get two chalakim? Okay, he's a bechor, mazel tov. I'm smarter than him, I'm more handsome than him, I'm a bigger Talmud Chacham than him, I'm a better son than him. Why should he get two-thirds? So there's jealousy. Mashenkev, there's a bas tchila, all the boys get exactly the same.
But she doesn't get two-thirds.
She gets zero. Hey, if there are boys, a girl does not get anything minatoira. I'm not talking about if you write out a will, I'm talking about minatoira.
Right.
Girl gets nothing if there are boys in the family.
In other words, if there are boys. Yeah.
Oh, so now what Brother Shai is telling us, that in case she is, the father passed away, she was not married, and she needs a nun. Nun, of course, means a dowry. The Rabbanan said, you have to set aside Isur Nechosim, 10% of Nechosim, for purposes of her marriage expenses. So that's Midrabbanan, not Menachem. If they're multiple daughters, then you have to make a ganze cheshbon.
Well, you go, you divide, or just kind of
exactly, Brother Shah, you're on top of it today. You're cooking with gas. Anyway, upligi. So getting back again to the rush, he says, "Hani mila pashut upshat pashut." We have multiple brothers that happen to be pshutim, not chayim. Abchoru pashut. Loi karinim bei b'chol ashi imatzi loi, oy dilma kol din yerusha islay. Maybe the b'char does get 2/3. Maybe he doesn't get 2/3. And now the rush continues. V'im dim t'loim l'fum maydi shokel migalech. Maybe b'chulin hu de islay. Pirush he gets shnayim by chulin. Going to Omer Aviv elu mois l'nezirusi. Just like the Toisa said. V'loi omer l'karbanos nezirusi. Al behegdish loy. What means behegdish loy? Im omel a karbonas nezirusi. Maybe he wouldn't get 2/3. So now you have to find out about the moistumen. What did father say? Did he say, this is le nezirusi, then I get 2/3? Or did he say, le karbonas nezirusi? Maybe then the Bukhar does not get 2/3. That was Toises. Now says about this the Rosh. Vu adin amotzin liviboy gamba poshet. I could have posed this question just by pshutim also. If I have two pshutim, what's the din? Do I go and say that because it happens to be mois chulin, they split it 50-50? But if it's mois hegdish, and he said, the karbon is this rusi, maybe there's no hilchas yerusha anymore. Of course, this is like a special trust account only for hegdish, and not for...
And then how you divide it?
So then you wouldn't divide it all. It would go all... for purposes of the nedava, or if in fact there was a kodim, you're right, then the kodim, he would be the first one to go and get it. Correct. Says the Rosh Upirish Zorhu. That's a strange pshat. What's strange? Because you're saying that it depends on whether the father said Harelu l'nezirusi or Harelu l'karbonos nezirusi. Come on, we all know bottom line. What was his kavana for the kavanas? What difference does it make if he inserted the word kabbanis? Or if he did not insert the word kabbanis? Bottom line, it's for the same purpose. Pirish Zorhu. And therefore, the Rosh learns a different pshat, and you see that there is an aleph, and that aleph takes you down to the cheshik shloima on the Rosh, the aleph down below, tzorech loima v'yesh lefarish, the siyuma de miltzehi, that really this second part of the intim tzoloima is really just a conclusion of the previous halacha, ulefum maide shokel migaleach, hani mili, maybe that's tafka if you're talking about the beis pshutim, b'chol dekodim migaleach, aval b'chor upashut, it's different. What does the Gemara mean? What does the Rosh mean? What the Rosh is saying is, we know when there's a din of pishnayim, it says, losis loy pishnayim, b'chol asher, yimotzei loy. And right. The Gemara Darshan's, it's got to be motzui and not ro'oi. What means, what's motzui and ro'oi? What happens if a father passes away and he leaves over an investment? And that investment was worth $100. Fine. And then the shiva is over. Now they're deciding to go and try to and divide up the estate. The b'chor is already running around saying, I'm going to get 2/3 of that $100, assuming that there are only two children. I'm going to get a killing. Guess what? Between the time that the father passed away and now to the shiva, Baruch Hashem, the stock split, and it's no longer worth just $100, now it's worth $150. Ooh! But this all took place post-mortem, after the father already passed away. Will the Bechor get 2/3 of that additional $50? And the answer is no. Why not? It's got to be motzi at the time of the father's death. Whatever is there at that time, he gets 2/3. Whatever is roi lovi that's going to come later on, that's not motzui. He doesn't get 2/3. So therefore, what the Gemara is telling us is, even if you're going to go and tell me legabi hilchois yerusha, to pshutim, that they split it 50-50 and not the kol dekodim, like we said before, what's the din now legabi the bechor and the pashut? Do the bechor get a 2/3 chedik? Says the Gemara, maybe there's a chilik between if it has the status of chulin, meaning regular funds like the rest of the estate where he gets 2/3, or maybe it has a din of hegdish. Hegdish means that it wasn't motzui loy in terms of the regular estate. Of course it was there in terms of the metzias, it existed, but it wasn't there as part of the estate. So why not? Because the father had already taken it out and put it in a special trust account. and that trust account was miyuchad for purposes of Naziris. Maybe there you don't say b'choleshi motzi loy that he gets pishnayim, because it's not motzui loy, ready, willing, and able for people to use, to invest, to spend, to take, to use. You can't. It's designated only for kabbalas naziris. Oh, so maybe it's not called motzui, and that's how we got off on that aleph. We didn't finish off the rush, but that's how he concludes as well. Continuous human milzer, and now I'm looking now 10 lines before the end of that rush. So imdim tzolim yirushi lafu may de shakel megalech. That's the base pshutim. Kolchan megalech lafu may de shakel. Loyam rinin kol de kadem megalech. But here in our case, we have b'choru pashut loy megalech lafu may de shakel b'shar nechosim de b'chulin who de shakel pishnayim de karinin bei b'cholashe yimotzelai. But this is not motzelai because it's not part of the pot of the large estate. This is set aside, special trust account, a demolition. So that's the shaila the Gemara is asking. So you have now two pshatim in the Chulin and the Hegdish. According to Tosfos and how the Rosh brought the Tosfos initially, Chulin means, how did you designate the funds? Did you designate them Hari Elu l'Naziris? And Hegdish means Hari Elu l'Karbanos Naziris. That's the way that Tosfos learned. The Rosh says that's a Peter Zar, it's a strange pshat, and therefore he said, no. This is a piggyback of the previous shayla. Previous shayla was, what's the sin of two pshutim? Is it called the kodim, or do you say 50-50? Vim tzalem, and if you're going to go and be poshut, yes, 50-50. Maybe that's only by pshutim. But the gabi, the chedek b'chor, where the b'chor gets two-thirds, maybe it is not called motzuloi, because he cannot go and use it for anything and everything. This is a trust account only for naziris. Or maybe not. Maybe this is also considered to be motzi dilma, keeping the kanali galuach loishna. Maybe there's no difference. So therefore, all of these are wonderful shaylas, and the Gemara is not poishit the shaylas. Instead, the Gemara follows up with another shayla. By the way, the Sfas Emes on the earlier Gemara that said only son and not daughter clears a shayla. What happens if there is no son? The son has passed away, but there are einiklach. Do you go and say? Do they say that they have the same status, just like the son, that they go and take over these funds and they can use it for purposes of Naziris? Or maybe not. Maybe this is Halacha Ibn Nazir, only the ben and not the grandchildren, etc. And the Sfas Emes has a whole discussion about it. Getting back to our Gemara, now the Gemara asks, do the two Naziris have to be of the same character? The fancy term is of the same genre, meaning that the father and the son both took upon themselves naziris of the same type. What's the same type? Stam naziris. How much stam naziris? How many days?
30.
30 days, exactly 30 days. So the father took 30 days, the son took 30 days. What happens if the father took upon himself nozir oilam, which means a nozir for the rest of his life, and the son only took upon himself naziris for shloishim yoyim, or vice versa? Would you also say that in that case, that if the father passed away, that the son can use the monies for his naziris? And that's going to be the next shot.
Would a nazir olam ever give clean korbanos?
Okay, right. So let's address that in one more moment.
Well, he's every time he's magaleach, or b'shloshim yom, doesn't he?
Let's talk about that too. Zakti Gemara. Aviv nazir olam, v'hu nazir stam. What happens if the father took upon himself naziris forever? And the son only took upon him naziris stam, meaning a regular normal 30 days. Or the other way around. Of another stam, he was another stam, meaning only for 30 days. For who, and the son is frumer than the father, he took of another oila. My. What's the deal? King Amir and Hilchasa, when do we have a lochel moish v'sina b'stam naziris? That they're both on the same page, the same 30-day naziris. Oidim aloishno, maybe it makes no difference. And that's yet another shayla of Ligma. So you heard the question that Brother Barry raised. And he said, if Nazir Oilam means a Nazir for the rest of his life, then he's never going to go and bring Karbanos because he'll be a Nazir for the rest of his life. So what are we talking about that he set aside money for Nazirs? And then Brother Shai said, no, maybe it's every 30 days. So I'm not sure what Brother Shai meant with every 30 days. Perhaps what he meant is that this Nazirs Oilam means that they're going to be a pattern of numerous Naziris every 30 days for the rest of his life. Perhaps that's what you had in mind.
No, I meant to say that if he can, if it's a hichbel of sorrow.
Ah, beautiful,
then
beautiful.
Then he cuts his hair, but he brings the carbono.
Beautiful, beautiful.
What does that mean?
Okay, I will explain it. So, what Brother Shai reminds us of, and I'm sure you remember that, Barry, back on Daf Dalid Omid Aleph, we had a Mishnah on the bottom of the Omid. Go back to Dalid Omid Aleph, that's 4a. The Mishnah tells us that there's something known as a Nozer Oilam and a Nozer Shimshon. What's the difference? Zok the Mishnah. Ma bein Nozer Oilam the Nozer Shimshon. Nozer Oilam Hichbid Sarai. Hichbid Sarai means he has a large accumulation of hair which is becoming heavy. He gets to the clerk at the in the airport. He wants to go on the flight. He goes, he's such long hair. You stand on the scale. You're more than 50 kilo. You can't go on unless you go and pay more money. So that's the Hichbid. You can't relate to this. But there are people that have long hair. And therefore, Hichbid Saroi, says the Mishnah, Mekel Batar. He's allowed to go and remove it with the tar. Or maybe Sholish Behemoth. Masha Enkein. Never, he has to live with that here for the rest of his life. And he can't even be shoyul on the Naziris like we learned already earlier in the Masechta, like Toises points out. Anyway, so Nozer Oilam Mistake, Hichbet Tzare Mekel Betai. Now you heard Brother Shai said before, what does that mean? It means 30 days. Barry's going to remind us that in fact, it's a three-way machlekes.
Right.
According to Dalet Amid Beis, one holds Shnei Masa Chodesh once every year. Why is that? Because he learns Yomim. Yomim, they're just like by Avshalom, it was every year. Here too, once a year, he could be Mekel Betar. That was Rebbe. Then we had Reb Nahiroi, he said, Achas L'Shloshim Yom, that was the top of Daf Hei Yom Aleph. He learns it from the Kahanim, that they Megalech once every 30 days. And Reb Yoisi, he says, Mi Erev Shabbos L'Erev Shabbos, Shekein B'nei Malachim, Megalchin every single Friday. And you'll remember the Gemara said, if that's the case, then what's the difference between Avshalom and all the other B'nai Malachim?
Well, the time of the day during
the Nafkamina number one is that all the other B'nai Malachim already 9 o'clock in the morning, they can already take their haircuts, but Avshalom had to wait until later on, until after he brought his
Korbanos.
That would be no Nafkamina. Second Nafkamina was what happens if Yontif falls out in the middle of the week on a Tuesday, that all the B'nai Malachim would go and have a haircut on that Monday. Shalom would say, I can't do it, I can only do it on Fridays, may Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. Very good. Anyway, so getting back to your question, Barry, the answer is, even though we're talking about a Nozer Oilam, this Nozer Oilam expected that over time it was going to be Hichbid Saroi, either in a week, or in a month, or in a year, but therefore he set aside money for his karbanis. Unfortunately, the father did not live that long. He was not able to bring those karbanis after Hichbid Saroi, because he passed away prematurely. Do we say that the son, he yarshins those monies based on the local way Shemi Sinai, that he can bring it for his own Naziris, if the Naziris was Stam with just a normal 30-day Naziris, or vice versa, if the father was a 30-day Naziris, and the son was a Nazir Oilam, do you say that under the local way Sinai, it's interchangeable, doesn't make a difference? The Imtim Tzoloimer, back to the Gemara, four lines before the end. And if you're going to go and tell me, Hacha, the Imtim Tzoloimer, Hacha, you're going to tell me in this case, Eden the Eden Naziris Tahara. Come on. The important thing is that both were Nazirim. And both were needed monies for Naziris Tahara. Naziris Tahara means for the three behemoths that you bring at the end of Naziris Tahara, which would be the Oila, the Chatos, and the Shlomim, three animals. Fine. So the father passed away. He left over those monies. It's taka true. He was a Nazir Oilam. He was a Nazir Stam. But maybe it makes no difference. Edim, Edim, Naziris. Boy, Rav Ashi, what happens if Ovin Nazir Tomei, who Nazir Tohar? Ovin Nazir Tohar, who Nazir Tomei, my? The father was a Nazir. And unfortunately, before the father passed away, he became Tomei. And, I'm going to have to go and bring my three karbonis for Tumah. Three karbanis of tumah are not as expensive as those of tahara, because here he brings two oifis, a chatas oif and oilas oif and a karban asham nozir. So he set aside money, will be $600. He set aside $400 for those karbanis. And unfortunately, before he had a chance to bring those karbanis, he never passed away. And now the son takes over the naziris, and the son, Baruch Hashem, doesn't become tamei. He remains tahar. And he wants to use those $400 as partial payment towards his three behemoths. Of course, he'll have to be Moisef mi Beisoy, mi Kisoy. He's going to have to add another $200, but at least it's a nice chunk, 400 out of 600. Hako Revach, right? And so therefore he wants to use those funds. Or the other way around, when the father passed away, he was a Nozir Tohar. leaving a very large bounty of $600 for three kabbalas. And then the son takes over Naziris, and shortly thereafter he becomes a Nazir, became another Tamei. Can he use part of those monies for a Naziris Tama? It's a Lachal Moshe Sinai. Naziris, Naziris. Or maybe only Naziris Tahara with Tahara, or only Tama with Tama, but maybe he can't go and switch and mix and match. It's Boy Ravashi, Ovin Nazir Tama, if you know the Torah. To be continued at Shem Rabbi Sai tomorrow.
Wow.
One and all.